In the late 1960s, Columbia Records won a bidding war to sign a young blues rocker. More than 40 years, and countless recording sessions later, Johnny Winter is still playing the blues. His latest album just out pays homage to the origins of that musical form. On Megaforce Records is called Roots.
I'm getting up in the morning. Leave out just my boots. I'm getting up soon in the morning. Leave out just my boots. Gonna put the best girl I'm loving in my friend's can get my room.
And Johnny Winter joins us now from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Thanks so much for being with us.
No, it's nice to be here.
Let me talk to you a little bit about your roots, if we could, you and your younger brother, Edgar. Beaumont, Texas, in the late 50s. So what was it like for you guys to be interested in the blues then?
There weren't too many other people that were. Not many white people in Beaumont cared about blues.
And what spoke to you?
Well, I just liked the emotion and the feeling in the music. It was the most emotional music I'd ever heard.
For people who think that there's something new about American Idol or X Factor, could I get you to tell us about you and your brother being on auditioning for Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour?
Yeah, we drove all the way to New York and auditioned and didn't make it. I think I was about 12.
Yeah. I wonder who won that week and if we've ever heard of them.
No, I don't have any idea who got on.
So can you tell us about Johnny and the Jammers?
Yeah, that was my first band when I was 15 years old with my brother Edgar playing piano. And we made our first record in 1959 with Johnny and the Jammers called School Day Blues and You Know I Love You.
I've heard I've heard there's a funny story about you around that time at the Raven Club in Beaumont.
Oh, that's where I met B.B. the first time when I was 17.
Well, could you tell us that story?
Sure, yeah. I'd loved B.B. King, and I had a fake ID so I could, even though I wasn't but 17. And I went with my band, and I really wanted B.B. to hear me play because I loved B.B.'s music. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show him what I could do, and so I sent some of my friends over to ask him if he'd be okay. And he was having tax problems at the time, and he thought us being the only white people in there that we'd come to We were from the IRS and come to bust him for his taxes. And he asked the guy, well, can he play? And he said, yeah, he can play it. He didn't know whether I could play or not. I think he was just so glad that we didn't come to mess with him about his taxes. He didn't care.
You've been playing with your brother Edgar for 50-plus years?
Yeah, over 50 years now.
What's that like?
No, I love Edgar's playing. We just don't like the same kind of music. He's not a big blues fan. I mean, he can play blues, but he just chooses not to. He'd rather play rock.
Well, let's listen to the two of them if we could on Honky Tonk. Is there something in the way brothers can play, something special?
Oh, we grew up listening to the same kind of music. It was very easy for us to play together.
You know, this album, Roots, is a kind of blues history lesson.
Yeah, it is. It's songs that I grew up being influenced by and loving.
Robert Johnson, Elmore James, Jimmy Reed.
Some of my favorite people. I just loved it as soon as I first heard it. I think I was about 12 when I first heard blues on the radio. I said, this is great music. I got to learn how to play this stuff.
One of your great collaborators, obviously of all time, was Muddy Waters.
Yes, it was.
And in fact, you produced four of his albums, didn't you?
Yeah, we did four records together. Three of them won Grammys.
As a matter of fact, we're going to listen. I think we want to take a listen to Deep Down in Florida. which is off Hard Again. And that,
yes.
And that won the Grammy, didn't it?
Yes, it did. This is the first one we did together.
What a sunshine, damn you, every day.
I've loved Muddy. I've loved working with him. I loved him as a person.
You really pay homage to him on this album, too, with, well, let's listen to your Got My Mojo Working. When you do Got My Mojo Working, do you you kind of think of Muddy being with you in that moment?
Always, always. Every time I do it, I think about Muddy. I really miss him.
Well, Mr. Winter, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I really enjoyed it.
Johnny Winter, his new album on Megaforce Records is called Roots.
Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working.
Hey, wake up! This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Got my